Of course, this week's USDA planting intentions report is certainly important and is a key indicator of what may happen this year. But Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service says you have to remember USDA began asking farmers for their planting intentions as early as the last couple of days of February. Now we're about to enter April, and in many areas, planting hasn't even begun yet.
These are intentions. You know, obviously the goal is to determine how many acres are going to be planted this year, but when you're still, you know, in many cases a good month away from even getting into the field, there's a lot of factors that can change between now and when those crops get into the ground. So we know from looking back over time that there are some changes that occur, and in fact, this very report can be one of the tools that producers use to change from what their intentions are to what they actually plant. And obviously what the market does is going to have a big impact on those decisions as well.
So don't set the numbers in Tuesday's report in stone. A lot may have already happened to change farmer intentions. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.